T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You wanna see Loco?
Enséñame a soñar.
Is that a xylophone?
I don't know, but it's jamming.
It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling. Spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Does our on-air light work yet? I can't really see it out the door. I know that Power 96's on-air light was working. Does ours go on when we're talking?
Nope.
Not yet? All right. They're getting there. They're installed.
Yeah.
I saw Power 96s in the hall turn big, bright green while they were on the air. So I just want to see if ours was working. Not yet.
Maybe next Christmas, we got them.
Miami Heat announced yesterday Dion Waiters has been suspended for 6 more games.
No, this dude's not going to play.
I mean, really?
Come on, man.
I mean, this is silly at this point, isn't it? I don't know what's going on.
Actually, he's getting bread.
No, this is unpaid.
But I'm saying even the games he's just sitting there eating popcorn, he's making money this year.
But the announcement yesterday said the Miami Heat announced that Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued insubordination. His suspension will begin immediately. Like, I thought they were coming together. I thought they were having, like, a moment. Remember, he apologized to the team, and then, but I don't know what's going on. We'll find out, though.
I'll tell you this. If anybody has Dion Waiters' contact, I don't want to talk to him about basketball. He never needs to get married.
He needs to.
He doesn't learn his lesson.
He needs to. Same thing with Antonio Brown, right?
To never get married.
What's going on with AB now? I mean, that dude is up and down.
No. Medically, I think he's what it's called, bipolar, manic depressant. Yeah. Yes, because I'm sorry. Then he wakes up the next day and he goes crazy. Then he apologizes. And, man, the dude's nuts.
Most interesting fact last night during the Ravens-Jets game. Did you hear what Troy Aikman mentioned?
No.
Did you hear it, Solana?
No, I didn't.
Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Is that unbelievable?
That is.
I just saw the look on your face and Solana's face. Everybody had, like, when I heard it, I mean, that's unbelievable. Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow.
Ooh, we got some good football ahead of us.
Holy hell.
Man, it's special.
That's staggering.
That's why you leave early.
Wow. That's crazy, right? I mean, that's crazy. Lamar Jackson is playing. Is he the most? Because I thought radio.com had put out a poll. Who's more exciting to watch at quarterback? Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson.
Without question for you?
Yes. Because of the both dynamics of the run game.
But I mean, Patrick Mahomes with the no-look passes and the left-handed passes, right-handed passes.
His best season was last year, 50 touchdowns.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson's at 33.
Right.
He'll be into the mid-40s before the end of the season if they play him, because now they're going to clinch the AFC.
Right, I think they did.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know if they'll play Lamar. Lamar can get around 50 touchdown passes just like Patrick Mahomes, but also have 10 rushing touchdowns. And 1,000 yards rushing. So it's the both dynamics of it. That man is impressive.
Can you imagine that? Lamar Jackson is younger than Joe Burrow. Most staggering little factoid from last night's game.
I punched myself in the stomach. I think I needed a physical reprimand when I said he shouldn't have played last night.
Oh, how about before the season when you didn't believe in him? Why don't you punch yourself in the face too?
I need to. I might let you hit me for that
one. You know what? You got to go back before the season. I think it was it had to be the week of Dolphins-Ravens, because yes. Why else would we have been talking about Lamar Jackson? You've got to go back. When he gets named MVP, Solana, this dude went 10 or 15 minutes telling you why Lamar Jackson will not make it.
Everybody you weren't sure of have ended up being the best players or teams in the NFL. The 49ers. Ooh. You didn't believe in the 49ers?
No, I didn't. Although no one did. I like, did anyone really? I didn't believe in them until they were like 10-1. At 9-1. I was like, I'm not really certain.
Yeah, but then you were praising the Cowboys. You had them as locks to make the playoffs. They lose three straight.
Both of us.
Yes.
We both got fooled by the Cowboys.
I had a rough year.
Lamar Jackson one, though. That, I mean, this dude looks like he is playing a different game than everyone else.
He is.
He's playing a different game
because
than everyone else.
They're saying, oh, he broke Vic's record. You know, Vic never got the 30 passing touchdowns?
Right. No,
in
he
his
was,
career,
he was
never
a,
had a 30 passing
he
touchdown
He was a
year.
Run-first guy. Lamar Jackson can sit in the pocket and throw dimes.
As long as he wants to. And then, you're going to put two safeties deep?
All right, I'll just run this one.
Watch this.
Yeah.
That's all it. If the man stays healthy, it's going to be something special. I was on Home and Home today. I had the Skype thing. Skype is weird, man.
Skype
is weird.
Do young people use Skype regularly, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, now with FaceTime,
better, it's not as
but
much of
like
a big
in high school and in college, when we do group projects, it was all through Skype.
Yeah, because Home and Home is a radio.com show. It's Ross Tucker and Dave Briggs.
There you go, Briggs.
David Briggs.
Yes.
So it's on the radio.com app, and it's also on the radio.com website, I think. So they show video. So you Skyped in.
I was Skyped in on it, and they were asking me, like, is this sustainable? And they were talking about, like, throughout this year, like, to Super Bowl. And I was like, I think this is sustainable for 6 or 7 years until his body breaks down.
Right.
Like, that's all Lamar has to worry about. And when he broke the record, when he got to 1040 to beat Vic, he got the hell knocked out of him.
He got hit.
And he was talking about it post-game. He was like, yeah. So people were telling me congratulations. I got up and I was like, bro, I just got the hell knocked out.
Where am I?
What's going on? So, yes, if he can stay healthy, it would be amazing to watch him run through the next 7 years of doing what he's doing.
Yep.
That style of quarterback will never have a 19-year career like Brady. There's no chance.
It would seem impossible.
You couldn't do it. Yeah. Like, your body, the Father Time's undefeated. But what if you get 7-8 years out of that?
What more could you ask for?
Three Super Bowl rings.
I mean, imagine the last 7 years we spent with Ryan Tannehill, not to revisit yesterday's discussion.
I'm going
to
bring my list back out.
But imagine if it was the opposite and it was Lamar Jackson.
And then he gets old and you go get another guy.
And
you know there's some quarterback in high school right now that is Lamar Jackson is eligible for draft in about 5 years from now.
Like, and we could have had Lamar Jackson too.
Stephen Ross should have pulled that checkbook out and said, listen, I'm the money man.
That's the story, right? Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson, and Chris Greer said no. Chris Greer overruled him.
Yeah, but Armando Salguero and Adam Beasley both kind of proved that was more of just like a story.
So that's lore that's not real?
Yeah, I mean, there was some truth behind it, but it wasn't as we all kind of consumed, where Stephen Ross left the press conference or left the media room, didn't want to talk to Fitzpatrick. Like, it wasn't all as it was hyped up to be.
But in a meeting, didn't Stephen Ross suggest to the Dolphins front office, we should take a quarterback, should take Lamar Jackson, local guy?
He said we should trade down and maybe get some more assets, and we still get a quarterback later on. I think that was a story where he didn't say, I want Lamar Jackson, but he was like, couldn't we trade down? Because it was Minka Fitzpatrick's year. Couldn't we trade down and get a quarterback later on, or, you know, gain some more assets trading out of? That would be the 10 spot, because that's when the Cardinals – 11, because that's when the Cardinals took Rosen at 10. They traded up. So, yes, listen to Stephen. That man's a billionaire. He got to know something.
Guy's made some correct decisions in his lifetime.
He gave Ndamukong Suh $100 million.
That is true. Well, really, that was Mike Tannenbaum, though.
Oh, and this dude's on TV talking like he's a genius.
Like a genius.
I get mad when I see Tannenbaum.
We just pointed out in this segment, I mean, you're getting paid on radio, and you've been wrong on everything this season.
I knew Rodgers was going to be good. As Michael Thomas, didn't I tell y'all Michael Thomas is going to ball in New Orleans?
Nothing you've been right on.
What's going on here?
Let's get headlines with our friend Alejandro Solana on this Football Friday.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
What about me riding Kobe Fleener's coattail for 3 years?
Man, when you lock in on something. I told you before, this dude had Kobe Fleener Tourette's.
I was drafted him in the first round.
Anything that happened,
draft.
He would just blurt out, Kobe Fleener!
Come on, Kobe. Let's go.
I don't, he doesn't even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's, right?
No.
Got Kobe Bryant, Kobe White,
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi.
Kobe Beef.
And Kobe Beef. I got Kobe Fleener does not even make the Mount Rushmore of Kobe's. Guy sang his praises for 3 seasons.
Come on, Fleener. What you doing?
All right, what do you got for headlines, Salon? This is a big night in the NBA.
And we'll start off with hockey as the Florida Panthers lose 3-1 to the Islanders yesterday. Two straight losses for the Cats.
What's going on, Panthers?
They're on that 9-game homestand. Through 6 games, they're 3-3.
Yeah, you'd like to have at least a couple ties in there, OTs in there maybe to get a point or two extra. But so what do they have through 6 games? They've got 6 points.
3-3, 6 points, yeah. And it's not getting any easier. They host the Bruins, the best team in the NHL, tomorrow.
All right, got to
get
it rolling.
They whooped the Bruins last time.
No, they didn't. They came back in the third period.
Hey,
remember?
Man, whooped them. They had more points at the end of the game.
They
man.
Did. They did. Remember? They were down 4-1 or 4-0 in the
nothing.
Third.
4-0
in the third in Boston.
Yes.
And won that game. All right, what else you got there, Solana?
Now we'll get to the NBA. A big night in Miami. It's the Heat hosting LeBron James and the LA Lakers. 7 p.m., everybody. 7 p.m. It was 8, now it's 7 p.m.
Yeah,
from
be there
the
on time. This is crazy. If you've got Heat-Lakers tickets and you're not going to be there on time, what are you doing? It just doesn't even make any sense.
You're missing the first 5 minutes. Who cares?
No, you missed the first 5 minutes. That's fine. I'm talking about people that are going to saunter it. My right hand to God. Now, they must have been somewhere else. My right hand to God. I went to the Heat-Bulls game a couple Sundays ago, and I was sitting fifth row behind the basket. I told you, it was right next to Pat Riley and Alonzo Mourning.
Big man.
Yeah, Jack. No, nobody sitting in the two seats next to me and my son the entire game. Mother and a daughter came and sat there with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Crunch time.
Now, it did go to overtime. Fans. It went to overtime.
Yeah, crunch time fans.
And so she showed me, because I was sitting in those seats, and I had to move over two because I had the actual two that were next to those. And she showed me like her ticket, like on her phone, like, hey, we've got these seats. So I said to her, I go, you know, you missed some of the game.
Why would you do that?
And she just kind of gave me a look and then immediately went to Instagramming or something.
Have you been to Hyde?
Oh, after a game or during,
no,
during a game? Yeah, during a
You'll
game.
You'll get lost in there.
That's the problem.
Grey Goose Lounge?
That's the problem.
Ooh.
All right, what else you got? So go there, man. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Just leave now. It's 10 after 2. Leave now. Get to the arena.
You also come out of Hyde smelling like a little something.
I feel wrong when I'm in there. I'm going to get arrested.
Sticking with the Miami Heat and doing things wrong, the Heat have announced Dion Waiters has been suspended without pay for his third time, failure to adhere to team policies, violation of team rules, and continued, bear with me here, insubordination.
Yeah, we'll talk with Ira Winderman in the next segment. We can ask him.
And I'm going to ask him one thing. This is a question I got written down. Pat and Spo, they failed with Dion Waiters. Communication, whatever it is, the connection, whatever it is, talking to Dion. Spo and Riley have failed with Dion Waiters. Something should have happened. Some conversation should have been had that they get on the same page. They're still not on the same page. What is it? Third year here? 3 years. And you're still suspending this guy?
I mean, the same thing kind of happened with Hassan Whiteside, right?
Yes.
It just never worked. As much leeway as they tried to give him. Did you see Whiteside's game last night, by the way? You didn't see his game last night?
No, I didn't.
I got to find the stats of this. This is unbelievable.
I'm guessing he didn't ball.
No, he did ball.
Well, Hassan Whiteside double-double, 10-10. Like.
No, I got to find this. Because I saw the headline on Yahoo Sports, Hassan Whiteside's big night leaves Trailblazers pondering.
Hmm.
It was like it was that good.
I only get updates when he has a bad game. I make sure of that.
Let's see what he did here. Career high 33 points. 13 points in the first quarter on 6 of 8 shooting and 6 rebounds in the first quarter. Hit his first and only 3-point attempt of the season.
Downhill from here.
I got to see what the actual numbers were. I'm just looking through the thing. All right, what else, guys? I got to get to Ira because we're going to talk with Julian Davenport this hour as well from the Dolphins.
Yeah, congrats, Hassan. Have fun in being out of the playoffs this season.
I don't know if the Blazers aren't going to make the playoffs. I know they're having their troubles. I'm not certain that I would count the Blazers out of the playoffs right now.
Well, the NBA makes the playoffs.
I mean, it's Dame Lillard still, you know?
They're the 11th seed right
now. Okay, all right.
Remember this. Mark my words. Blazers will miss the playoffs.
All right. Write that down.
Tomorrow, UM hosts Alabama.
Push the button.
Where's my button?
Hit that button, Crowder.
Hit that button.
UM hosts Alabama A&M, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center. And sticking with the NBA, a sad story. Former Commissioner David Stern admitted to a New York City hospital yesterday, suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Ooh, how old is he? He's going to be up there, huh?
Yeah, he's old.
80s?
No.
No?
70s. No.
70s? All right, is that it for headlines? You got weather?
Yeah, really quickly, your Exergen 5-day forecast here on 790 The Ticket. It's going to be rainy from today through the next 5 days, an actual 5-day forecast. And we'll get some starting next week on Monday and Tuesday. The lows will drop into the 50s. That's your Exergen 5-day forecast on 790 The Ticket.
All right. We had some workers in here during the last segment, during this segment, and I thought they were rearranging our TV monitors in here. The TV monitors were placed in here. They're like 4-inch TVs, and they're behind us. I don't even, like, I mean, honestly, if this was a sports bar, I'd leave and go somewhere else that I could see. You ever walk into a sports bar,
yeah,
and they seat you, and there's no, like, you're like craning to see a TV. This is where I work. I can't see anything. They're small monitors. So we had workers in here this entire segment who I thought were putting in new TV monitors. And now I have realized all they were doing was making the clock harder to see.
Good work, fellas.
Did you see what they did?
Oh, no, I noticed. And they looked important. They weren't important at all.
They made the clock more difficult to see.
You talk about those restaurants, though. Then you call the guy over and say, hey, can you put on a Dolphins game here? Let me get the general manager.
This is the craziest thing. Drives me bleeping crazy. You ask someone at a restaurant to change a channel, it's like asking someone to put in the coordinates for the Hubble Space Telescope because you want it to look at Mars instead of Pluto. Like, they look at you like you're, oh, is that on American TV? Yeah, it's on American TV.
Let me call corporate.
I don't know if we, what do we, I think we have Adelphia here. Adelphia? Adelphia? There is no Adelphia. I got to see if my general manager's in. You're what? Why did I become Archie Bunker? You're what?
You're right, though.
It's the craziest thing.
Everybody got to talk to their general manager.
It's the craziest thing to change a television channel. I don't know. There's got to be some paperwork for this. What game did you want on? Do you have a pen?
You know what? Then they ask you what stations it's on.
Yeah, I go.
You don't have internet?
You wouldn't have the FIU game by any chance. I want to see if, Butch Davis, FIU. Do you know what? It's on Raycom Sports. Just put it on. There's not a TV in the world that you can't talk to now. Put on FIU. Boop, FIU.
Bounce up.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Gets to me.
They go, I could change that in a second. I got to fax corporate. Do you have any of the thermal paper?
I'll print you a new show sheet.
He tore that show sheet up.
Drives me crazy, man. You touched a nerve. Drives me crazy.
It gets to me, too.
Because you know what it is? You go to a sports bar. You know before you ask the server when you're going to ask them to change the station, you know it's just not going to be an easy transaction. Mm-hmm. It's like calling the cable company to tell them that the bill is off. You just know it's not going to be an easy transaction. So it's the simplest thing in the world. There's the TV. It's got, you know, a few hundred channels. Put on a different one that's on right now.
Yes.
And they come over, and it's like they've never heard of this before. You know what I mean? Like, it's a, they've never heard of this transaction. You know, I was thinking I'd have a better view if you could put the Panthers game over here, the Panthers game. What is the Panthers? What is the Panthers? What is that, some zoo channel? You're looking for the Animal Planet? No. I'm looking for the Florida Panthers. They're a hockey team, and you're working at a sports bar?
Let me call corporate.
Well, let me call someone. I got to look corporate at my phone list. The craziest thing.
It gets to me.
You might as well say to them, listen, koliki takati, koliki takata.
Yes.
Because you'll get the same look. I'm so angry.
I'm glad I got you going.
But that is. I'll tell you what annoys me the most about it. It's not the fact that they can't do it. You just know it's going to be this long transaction, and they're going to look at you like you've asked them to do something insane.
Oh, yeah. And then the manager comes off. He's pissed now, and he does it in two clicks.
Comes over. You're bothering him now.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch the Panthers game. This one. Yeah, that one. Boop, boop.
You good?
Yeah, sorry, Jack. You called yourself a sports bar. My bad.
We're on the same page.
It should be your decision to take Judge Judy off. Sorry, I had to let you know.
People get mad at me for putting on fishing.
Can you put on Babe Winkleman? Babe what?
Tell him I'm watching. Hey, can you change that? I'm watching this. I'm watching Roland Martin.
Really? Guys, Mens.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. Sorry. I'm so sorry. One of my greatest pet peeves.
You lit up. Mm. I didn't know that was going to get you
going.
They
look at you. They've never heard of the home teams. Never heard of them. Hey, can you put on the University of Miami Hurricanes? What? You've never heard of the University of Miami Hurricanes? Well, let's start here. What sports teams have you heard of? The Yankees. Sat your ass down. We went long in the last segment, but I thought it was very important what Crowder got us into there with the sports bar nonsense. And I'm going to read you some of the text because we are not on an island on this one. This is something that everyone understands.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It happens to me all the time.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We were talking in the last segment about sports bars and the difficulty in getting the simplest task, yeah, which is the changing of a TV channel. Hey, you go to a sports bar and you go, I want the bacon barbecue burger, but I want the bacon extra crispy. I don't want barbecue sauce. I'd prefer to have mayo. I don't want the cheddar. Hey, that's on you. If they don't feel like doing that, they want to give you attitude, they get it wrong, that's on you. The changing of the channel is a task we all do at home. Like, it's not like they bring in waiters and waitresses from another planet. Like, they're not shuttling them in from Abu Ghraib prison, and they've never seen a remote control before. So here are some of the texts. Your last segment was Radio Gold. I lost control of my car. Every point you made was exactly on point. They always have 5 TVs with the same golf channel on and 1 TV with the prank show, which is an infomercial. Everyone knows it. It's exactly right. And this is what happens. You ask the waitress, you go, hey, do you think you could put the Miami Heat game on over there? And there's golf on the TV. Someone's watching that. You know, I'm the only person in here. No one's watching that. And the tournament hasn't started. They're at the driving range. So even if someone was watching it, it's not because they want to.
You know what else gets to me? It's happened to me recently. It's at night. After the show, I went to watch a game with my buddies. Jalen and Jacoby's on. This is a talk show.
It's a talk show.
It's quiet. I don't know what these two guys are saying.
It's not even good when you have sound because it's a radio show.
It is.
When you don't have sound, it is. What waiter or waitress walks past that all day at the restaurant and says, "Hey, that makes sense."
Two guys sitting at a desk that we can't hear.
You have no idea what they're saying.
It happened to me last week.
Somebody says the worst is when you go to a sports bar and there's TVs. Some of them are cable. Some of them are satellite. So the TV you're watching always 10 seconds behind what everyone else is watching, they're all cheering. Oh, does that drive me crazy?
Yes. Why? Is there a limit on satellite connections? Why don't they put them all on the same channel?
Well, I think they have it just in case, like for satellite, you know, rain comes in and goes out, they've got the backup or whatever. But if you can't get them all matched up, don't put them all on then.
You have to understand, people are coming here because they can't go to the game.
They want to watch the game there.
And I don't want the fat dude across the bar to let me know if this third down's completed. I want to watch the third down throw. I want to watch the completion.
I'm with you on this, Hawk. Can't even have local games. It's always non-sports games. They look at you like you have three heads when you ask them to put the Heat game on. Dan Day was saying it to me. He's like, you go there and you go, hey, can you put the Heat game on? What is the Heat? What? Where am I?
It's true.
Somebody texts in. This one bar I go to never has sports games on, especially local games. They have the car auction channel, horse racing, hunting, and Fox News. Yeah, I go. What's going on here? You have a sports themed menu. There's a bat on the sign out front. There's
every jersey.
The mat to lead you in is a basketball, and you walk in. There's a car auction on. I don't want to watch the Barrett car auction. Now somebody does text in. I work at a sports bar, and allow me to say this. If you order boneless wings and dinosaur nuggets, you're not allowed to pick the channel. That's fair. That's fair.
Somebody that really works there, is there a rule on being night turning so many TVs on? I'm just trying to find a reason why it's so difficult. I'm trying to problem solve.
This is what the texter says. I'm glad my girlfriend isn't in the car with me right now because she's a manager at a large sports bar and is the only one that programs the TVs. I would not be allowed to listen to your show anymore. Listen, if you program the TVs, look at the TV guide before the shift starts.
Yeah.
If you're programming the TVs and you program in the Barrett Sports Auction, car auction, sorry.
You know, at the Ale House, there's like a little bat cave that they have to go in to change the channel.
Right. It really is like the bat cave. You expect Alfred to be in there.
And it's locked. Like, is there a bunch of crazy vigilantes changing the TVs? Why is the door locked on the TV change station?
They should allow the patrons to change the TVs to whatever they want to watch.
I'm with you. What harm's it going to do?
They look at you like you've asked them, like, sorry that I took you away from your adding machine in the office to come out and change the channel.
Another texter, when they ask you what the channel is and you tell them and they don't know what ABC is.
Right.
It's on ABC. And what channel is that?
What number is that?
I don't know what cable you have, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you have, dynamic cable vision? Let me check my list.
You ever had a waitress tell you, no, we can't tonight. We're not changing the channels tonight. What?
Really?
Someone said to me, I'm not changing the channels tonight. I'd walk my ass out of there.
You throw your dinosaur nuggets at her. You take these back.
Somebody texted, this is the content I'm here for. This is a major problem with our local bars. It's embarrassing.
Especially when it's one game on. Like, Thursday night football, Monday night football. Like, what?
It's infuriating to me. I don't get it. Even like, I know, like All-Star weekend, it's not a huge sports weekend, but if you're at a sports bar and you go, hey, can you put the Home Run Derby on? What is that? Is that a movie? Huh? I didn't ask you to put on Sandlot. I asked you to put on the Home Run Derby. What channel is it on? Well, there's three choices, don't you think, sir? It's either MLB, ESPN, or MLB or ESPN. Put it on. Or TBS, whatever it's on.
I wouldn't mind seeing the Rocket Rodriguez. Isn't that his name in Sandlot? The Rocket.
I don't mind that either. If they put it, like, if there's nothing on, you're there in the afternoon, put on a sports movie.
No, they got it. You got to give me that Chive TV. You got to give me that Chive,
so
baby.
Good.
You got to give me
so
Chive.
Good, yeah.
I'm telling you, baby, if you don't have no sports on, don't give me nothing but Chive.
Chive TV.
How do they have so many good videos,
I don't
right?
No, it's beautiful. See the guy fall on his face for the 800th time.
Come out there and they someone comes out, the smart person, right? With the remote. This is how you get the upgrade. This is how you get the promotion there. You know how to work a remote? Yeah. All right, they're a shift manager. They come out there and they start looking at the remote. They're pointing, it's not working. They fumble with the batteries a little bit. Then they think that you, like, they think you're a dog. That you're going to lose interest in the ball you were trying to get under the couch.
Like if
30 seconds, the dog wants that ball. And then all of a sudden, there's a rabbit runs by and he forgot that the ball exists. And that's what the manager's waiting. They're waiting for you to lose interest. Mozzarella sticks good? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they walk away and it's like, no, bro. I'm not a shih tzu.
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Like, what two separate conversations. All right. Football Friday continues.
No, man.
It needed to be said.
Something that has to be talked about because, as we see on the text line, this is a problem.
Yeah, it needed to be said. I want to get into this because we have some funny sound to play for you. A Football Friday. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's get the headlines first so we can play the sound. Then Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com is going to join us and help you out with your fantasy football team. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Last night on Thursday Night Football, Baltimore beat the Jets 42-21, and Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing record for a quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to win MVP. He is a game changer.
Yes.
Tonight, the Miami Heat. Biggest game of the season.
No doubt.
7 p.m. tip-off. Heat 18-6 host LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers, who are 22-3.
And my bald guy.
Alex Caruso. Joe Burrow won the Maxwell and Davey O'Brien Awards, given to the best overall player and best quarterback in college football.
All right.
Julie Ertz was voted U.S. Soccer's Female Athlete of the Year for 2019. Christian Pulisic, might be Pulisic, I think I botched that, was given.
I have no idea, and I know he's famous.
The U.S. Soccer's Male Athlete of the Year for 2019.
I think it's pronounced Puth.
Mm-mm. The NBA G League will welcome its first franchise from outside of the U.S. and Canada starting next year. Mexico City-based Capitanes will make their debut as the league's 29th team. We're all going to be huge Capitanes fans.
They should put a team in the Dominican Republic and call it Colikitaka FC or BC Basketball Club.
The Dolphins are in New York to face the Giants, their second straight game at MetLife Stadium. Sunday at 1 p.m., the Finns now +3 on the road.
+3, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, guys. And finally, on this day in 1996, Jerry Maguire premiered in theaters.
Banger. It's a banger. I don't care what anybody says. Great movie. Rest in peace. We were just talking about it during the commercial break. Danny Aiello, who owned the pizzeria Sal's in Do the Right Thing, and he was also the shady cop in Harlem Nights. And he, I mean, that was like a character. I mean, you wanted to kick his ass, right? And he played that character so perfectly.
And they locked him in the safe.
Yes, they locked him in the safe.
Told him to breathe slow.
He's 86 years old, passed away today, Danny Aiello. Did you give weather?
I did not. Weather, it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now, 79 degrees, partly cloudy in Miami. Tonight, the low will drop to a nice 69 degrees. There's a 90% chance it will not rain. Air quality good as of right now, and no pollen detected in our area, which is huge
that
for the
is.
Weekend.
Yeah, especially if you have allergies.
Let me pull out my my weather sponsor here.
Woo, I didn't know where that was going.
I think I gave it to Crowder. I gave you the weather sponsor.
I'm fine. Don't bring me up now. What y'all talking about?
Just read the weather sponsorship. I handed you the paper.
I might have it.
Oh, is this idea?
Yeah, read one of those.
I might have one.
Join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's
Eve. What channel you want me to put it on?
Party. Join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st. Receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,020 in drawings. Visit HialeahPark.com for details.
You really do think that if you make it exciting and happy.
It makes me sound like I'm doing something. That was the first time I ever read. Didn't that sound good?
That's crazy.
Bro, if you added a little energy to something. I got you for the rest of the show. Don't worry about it.
Play this sound. This is from the, NBA on TNT? This is Shaq. So, Shaq, why were they talking about Stevie Wonder? I didn't see the entire show. It's from last night. Did you?
No.
I don't know how the topic came up, but
It seemed like at the end, like Kenny Smith was just telling him, like he was like, I heard this, Shaq. Tell the Stevie Wonder story.
Shaq tells the Stevie Wonder story. Play that.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. So,
according to Shaq,
we lived in the building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, what's up, Shaq? Presses the button. Oh, it's a true story. Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bathtub, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me. No, bro, he got on the elevator. He's like, what's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog? Yes, he did. Yep. Wilshire Boulevard, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the story. He's sticking
with it. Yeah, I'm telling you what happened.
Gotta tell the story.
I was like.
Even Stevie could see.
Like, hold it. What?
You were so good, even Stevie could see.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, do you believe that?
I do.
You believe what? That Stevie Wonder sensed Shaq was in the elevator?
That Stevie Wonder is not fully blind.
Oh, come on.
He's not. I've seen people bounce a basketball at him, and he caught it.
He's got senses.
No.
His senses are heightened.
And me and Solana, we went in the lab. We went to doing some research. Stevie Wonder sits courtside at a bunch of Knicks and Laker games all the time.
Okay, and you know what?
He moves his head with the ball. His ears aren't that damn strong.
Yes, they are. Your senses increase when you lose one of the senses. And what do you want Stevie Wonder to do? You want him to sit in the 300 level because that's embarrassing.
I want him to listen on radio and save his money. He can't even see what's going on.
But being in the atmosphere, I don't consider that.
What about this?
But why courtside for a second?
Because he's Stevie bleeping Wonder.
Sit in the suite. You can get food catered to you. Or if you're going to sit courtside, have some headphones on so you can follow the game.
He is following the game.
Okay, how about this? PBS special for Paul McCartney. This was
The Beatle, Paul McCartney?
I thought it was the coach for the Green Bay Packers that got fired. That wasn't a special? Mike McCartney?
Can you name the four?
Oh, not this again.
Can you name the four Beatles?
Nope, because they're terrible.
You got Paul McCartney, right?
Bono,
Ringo Samuels, and Melissa Etheridge. Okay, go ahead.
Paul McCartney special. The crowd is cheering. Paul just left the stage. The crowd's cheering. Paul walks past and knocks over the mic stand. Stevie reaches out and catches it.
He's got senses.
He can't hear it. The crowd is screaming.
If you're blind, look at this. If you're blind and your senses have been heightened 60 years or whatever, listen. Oh, you heard me. You heard that, and you're going to reach for it. Absolutely.
How would you know where? How did you? Oh,
because your senses are heightened.
One of your senses leave, the other five kick in. Is it six senses, or I get that off a movie?
It's really five senses. Yeah, Bruce Willis is the sixth sense, but there's five senses for humans.
That little boy freaks me out. If I ever see that little kid in person in real life, I'm not talking to him because time I see him. Okay, Hawk, what about this one? There's a picture of Stevie Wonder holding a camera to his eye to take a picture of Michael Jackson. Why is he holding it to his eye? If he couldn't see, he would just hold it in air. If he was using his blind senses, he would just hold it in air and take a picture of Michael Jackson.
No, because that's the way that you hold the camera. He's how not, he, not human.
And how would he know?
But he's not human.
How would he know how to hold the camera? He's been blind since birth.
It's not like he hasn't been told how things work.
Oh, they're going to. So you think somebody sat and taught a blind person how to use a camera?
It's not teaching. It's like, hey, so what is it? It's a camera. Yeah, it takes pictures of things or whatever. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you hold it on your belly button and then put one hand on your knee. Like you would obviously say to a blind person, yeah, you hold it right up
why?
To your eye.
Why would you describe to them how to take a picture with a camera? Oh, why would a blind person have
you're
a camera?
Right. I forgot. Treat them like an animal.
A blind person gets a camera? And you know what? I did a little more research because Solana found those for me. They say Stevie Wonder, and he was premature. He got blind because he was 6 weeks premature. They put him in an incubator, and the oxygen or something messed his eyes up. He was pranking adults. They said when he was a kid, he pranked adults all the time. How did he know they were coming?
What do you mean?
How would he set up a prank? How would he set up for them to slip or pour water on themselves with no sight?
Is this real life? I mean, what do you think? He's faking blindness?
Bomani Jones saw Stevie Wonder buying TVs. Why is he buying TVs? He can buy radios.
All right, listen.
He can buy radios.
I bought a hairbrush.
You got a little hair in the back. You know what? You proved my point.
No.
You proved my point. You got a little bit of hair. I think Stevie Wonder can see a little bit.
No.
I think he can see
so
a little bit.
He's playing blind.
You know what?
Yes. He's playing.
Yes. Think about.
He's playing.
Think about a respected singer or dancer. Think about if they were blind, how much more people respect
them. Oh, get out of here.
Who do you like? The Beatles. Think
it
about
it. It was
this.
A career move.
The Beatles. The Beatles are great. You love them, right? You love the Beatles. They're great. They're one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, okay.
What if all four of them were blind?
But it doesn't matter. They're already the Beatles.
But what if they were blind? People would put them on a higher pedestal.
They
wouldn't
would not.
They?
No.
Hawk, if Beyonce was blind, she would be more famous.
No.
One of the first seasons of American Idol, Blind Guy Audition. Season was over. The blind guy won. You knew it from the first episode.
You knew he was going
to
win.
Blind guy was going to go to the end. You knew it. Season was over.
Hulk, I don't know what that means. They didn't have American Idol when Stevie Wonder was born.
They said he tried out for Dancing with the Stars. I just read it.
I mean.
He tried out for Dancing with the
but
Stars.
You're making it sound like he's not a human.
He was hitting the marks.
But you make it sound like he's not a human.
No, he's a human. That can see a little bit. I'll tell you, Stevie Wonder can see a little bit.
Crowder, every camera is different. The little lens on every camera is different. How do you know what to put on that same camera?
So exactly.
Right to his eye.
The story that you guys read about that is that he has the camera exactly to
it's a picture of it. It's a picture of it.
Do you guys remember Saturday Night Live when he did a skit about taking pictures? I mean,
it's a skit.
You're making it sound like he's not a human.
He is a human, but he's not a blind human.
Yes, he
is. He's visually impaired.
Call Stevie.
I see him right here at a gun range.
I got to ask Dan Day.
This
Dan
is Stevie.
Dan Day's a good arbiter of this stuff. Actually,
he's
Jamie
Eisenberg
standing
next
is
to a deer.
Dan,
he's in a deer stand.
Dan, you've got plenty of life experience. What do you think about this Stevie Wonder nonsense?
I can remember one time he was sitting sideline at the Super Bowl. My mom was like, why is a blind man at the Super Bowl? And ever since then, I did start to question. So
do
I'm starting to question.
Do humans not believe that blind people are
My
humans?
Man, Dan. They're humans.
I
he's a human that's visually impaired, not blind.
All right, Jamie Eisenberg is going to join us next. He is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. If you've got a fantasy football question, line it up right now, 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790.
Look at this picture. He's playing Miss Pac-Man.
Somebody texted in. He was a catcher in Little League.
What, he hear the ball coming in? Oh, this man is not.
He wasn't a catcher in Little League.
I would not be surprised.
If you have a fantasy football question for Jamie, 786-360-0790.
And he hit 483. he batted fourth.
I mean, if his senses are that good, maybe I want to go blind.
I'm telling
right.
you.
Ridiculous.
This man can see. He's better than us. I heard he got a car from Lubeck Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet.
No, he didn't.
He got one of these new Chevys. Was riding around yesterday in it. listening to his own music. Guys, you got to get over to see my homeboy Eric Nunez at Lubac Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. This amazing dealership has an award-winning line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. You've seen these Chevys on the road. Stop staring at other people's items and go get your own, and you always pay less at Lubac Road. Lubac Road will save you thousands over any other dealer, not in the city, not in the state, in the nation. Other dealers come to Eric Nunez because he knows how to work the numbers, and the other dealers can't hook themselves up like Eric's going to hook you up.
Somebody texts in, Stevie Wonder holds the record for fastest Rubik's Cube solving.
See? You see? I'm telling you, man. Don't get caught up in the hype.
Todos los latinos con la mano arriba que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. Nos fuimos. 3, 2, 1 y...
Yo no te quiero en rumba y la noche no me
quiero. Here we go. I get such a smile watching Dan Day on our affiliate side, watching Solana, Crowder lights up. I can just picture all the listeners in their car. The song comes on. You know it's Friday, 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And this is how we do it, Morse code style. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And the Funky Buddha tastes extra good on a Friday, 5 o'clock.
Got me some in the refrigerator right now.
Oh. Everybody, crank it up. Little Morse code for you. Sonadito.
Woo.
Coolissima. 3 hours has flown by today, and now we will get to Dan Day's montage. What? I thought the song was over. Didn't you think it was over?
I did.
Thought it was over. Entercom holiday party tonight.
Have fun.
Solana, Miami Heat season ticket holder, skipping Heat Lakers to go to the Entercom holiday party tonight. Oh. Tough decision he made.
That's a good worker.
Woo. All right, get my breath back here. What? Remix! How long does this song go on? The text always make me laugh. Somebody texts in, short time listening. You boys are stupid crazy. Somebody says, what? Never gets old. Buenísima. All right. Dan Day makes a montage every week of things. What is going on here? You know there's people tuned in. They're like, oh, I'm driving down to the Heat game. Let me hear some breakdown on the sports station.
We got some Morse code for you.
Here comes Len, our program director. And he's
dancing. There we go, Len.
I thought he was going to say, are you proud of what you do? Somebody texts in, I love Fridays with you guys. Every day is a Friday with you guys. Woo! All right. Is that the end? I guess it's not! It's not! I'm sweating! Somebody says, Solana, tough decision for him. He probably sold his crappy-ass seats for $6.
Dollar.
115, baby.
Yeah, is that your section?
115, papa.
115, papa. Do you regret your decision?
Well, yeah.
Well, who told you to go to the Entercom party tonight?
No, don't do that.
Never told you to go to the party tonight. I did not.
You did do the question of, hey, have y'all RSVP'd? And no, I told you no.
I was letting you know that the party, you don't pay attention to your email.
Yeah. Yes or no? Yes or no? You sent Crowder a text sometime, whether it was last week or this week, CC, reminder.
Yeah.
And it was a screenshot of the holiday party.
Yeah, I was reminding him because he needed to RSVP if he was going to come or not RSVP if he wasn't. I never told you to go to the party in lieu of the Heat-Lakers game.
I put my tickets on sale that day.
That's crazy. I didn't even address the text to you.
He thought that was like passive-aggressive, a little pressure.
I swear to God, I would have gone to the Heat-Lakers game if I had tickets.
Now you tell me that?
Why didn't you ask me?
He was trying to be a good partner.
Yeah, you know, I'm being a company man, a showman.
No, that's fine if you want to do it for yourself, but don't have done it for me. If you want to do it as a company man, that's great. Don't put it on me.
Well, I know you want me there. You want me in all your pictures. I'm the best-looking guy here. I get it. So, like, you could have told me earlier.
What just transpired there?
Everybody knows I'm the eye candy of this show.
Oh, hold on a second. I have to say, between me, you, Solana, and Dan Day, I'm the best-looking guy on the show.
Settle down, Alex Caruso.
And I'm 50 years old. Yeah, what does that tell you? I'm Alex Caruso, and I'm the best-looking guy on the show.
You're a dinosaur nugget.
I'm sorry. That is not true. You're not even on the Mount Rushmore. It's why I love this show so much. I'm surrounded by you ugly three.
I'm the eye candy. See how I jog down the hallway and everybody looks at me?
No, sir.
Are we sure Lynn can hear? He was totally off beat. Did you watch him dance? Did you see Lynn dance?
He's what they call him, what was in the movie Us? What was the?
He's a tether?
He's a tether.
He was wiggling his arms around. No feet work.
He's going to be at the party tonight.
You better not dance. get no whoopee.
Dan Day, who runs our affiliate division, he makes a montage every Friday that is a look back at the week that was for the Hochman and Crowder show. And we always play it here in the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. So let's hear the week that was on Hochman and Crowder according to Dan Day.
Hochman.
Highlights.
Crowd pleasers.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Hot. Hochman highlight.
Boneless? Boneless is not a flavor, though, is it?
I don't know. It's in that gray area. And number five was dinosaur shapes, and then number six, Lunchables.
Flavor, though, huh?
Hochman highlights.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
The Asian zing is one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like that one.
Sure. And that translates to women. It translates to everything.
I was.
Delicioso.
Flavor, though, huh?
Fine, but again, if you're a Starbucks lover, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
What?
Hochman highlights.
I'm going to salonge the hell out of Alex Haynesburg.
Will Mantle got the best eyebrows in television.
What?
Ooh, highlight.
How Miami was playing and how the Fighting Illini looked like they were wearing key lime pies as shoes, which you would imagine be tough to play basketball
very tough.
Wearing key lime pies as shoes.
Might be good in the bedroom, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but sure.
Man, that'll get you going.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Crowder Caliente.
One tonight.
Viva Nepal.
Hola, Mexico.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
See Lamar Jackson on a 42-foot screen. What's up?
That's the highlight of my day.
You can save up to 40% going with Joanna. Joanna Hernandez. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 50.
Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one? You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know. I'm yelling. It's Henderson.
I
bless. Good night. Dolly.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
What?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I'm pleased.
Wow. Wow. Dan Day, I've been on a trip filled with emotions. I've laughed, I've cried. One of your best.
That was good.
You got some Dan Day microphone over there?
It was just too much. It's just too much.
Excellent. The Aronde, but that's not a flavor, though. Made that thing sizzle.
What?
That was excellent. The week that was from Dan Day. Well done. That's our song. Final segment on a Friday. Gonna get you the latest breaking news here in a moment. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha Brewery. Devontae Parker has signed an extension with the Dolphins. Going to get to that in a second. He should pop open the CH Wines because he can get a hell of a lot of bottles. 4 years, $40 million. I'll give you the specifics here in a second. Everyone enjoys a bottle of wine over the holiday season. Maybe you have friends and family coming in town. And you might find out when you're shopping for a bottle of wine that you don't know as much as you thought you did. And it's why I love sharing my love for Cameron Hughes wine. My wife and I, we are drinking better wine than we ever have in our lives. You will notice the difference we did. And it's all thanks to Cameron Hughes. You know, most of the wines sitting on the wine shelf, they're usually mass produced by just five huge corporations. So there's a better way, and it's Cameron Hughes wine. Cameron Hughes goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe. He makes deals for the best wines that he finds straight from the source, so you can think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer or sommelier. These wines, they're only available online, and you get them at chwine.com. They're luxury wines at affordable prices. You shop by lot number, so you go on chwine.com, and maybe you'll choose a bottle from lot 686, which is an Alexander Valley Cabernet, 94-point platinum medal winning smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. Also has a 5-star review average. Anyway, the great news is that Cameron Hughes is offering a deal exclusively for my listeners, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code, Hockman, when you're checking out. You'll save money, you'll drink the best wine, you'll be trying wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle, and you're going to get them at a fraction of the cost, and they get delivered right to your home. CHWine.com. Go there right now, get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. Just got to make sure you enter my code Hockman at checkout. That's HOCHMAN. CHWine.com. That is the website. So the Devontae Parker story here from Adam Beasley in the Miami Herald, everybody's got it. Devontae Parker has signed a contract extension. Beasley writes, I'm hearing Devontae's 4-year extension is worth $40 million. Lots of guaranteed money, including an $8 million signing bonus. Devontae Parker loves the organization, wants to retire a Dolphin. Great work by his agent, James Gould, for getting this done. Adam Beasley then follows that up with a statement from Gould, the agent. My desire was to have Devontae remain a member of the Dolphin family, and we are excited for the future of Miami. Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, he tweets out, Parker will make $4.5 million guaranteed in 2020 and $7.7 million guaranteed in 2021. And he is 5 catches right now and 120 yards away from making another $1.5 million in incentives this season. So if he's got the $8 million signing bonus and he's got $4.5 million guaranteed next season, that's 12.5. Yeah. For next season, and then he's got $7.7 million guaranteed the next season. So
and all with the signing bonus, in the first 2 years, he's at a little bit over $20
million. Yeah. So Devontae Parker, think about the trajectory there.
Yeah.
Devontae Parker goes from receiver you think that they're going to release. Mm-hmm. We thought he was going to be released, and then he signed that 2-year deal, right? We thought he was going to be released. No one would have been surprised if he was released, and he probably would have had to take a 1-year deal somewhere to prove himself. Ends up taking this 2-year deal with the Dolphins. He shows out. He has had a season. We've talked about it with several Dolphins writers. Ryan Fitzpatrick or Devontae Parker is your MVP this season.
And if Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't come here, Devontae doesn't get paid.
Devontae Parker probably got $20 million because Ryan Fitzpatrick ended up with the Dolphins.
He did. Josh Rosen's not doing what
he's not
doing.
Throwing it the way that Ryan Fitzpatrick is. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, he liked Preston Williams too, but he found a good little union there with Devontae Parker.
I'm happy for the young man. I've not always been a fan. I'm coming around on him now with this last season. I hope he's not the guy that tightened up in a contract year.
Right.
Because it happens
a lot.
And
you see it. You see that.
Yes. Where they get that sack because he's going to make $20 million, and that's his money that he's getting.
That
over
is
the
his
next 2 years.
Money.
So, yes, I hope that it motivates him. And, you know, we've heard a bunch of stories about him. You get that money, you go different ways. You get better, you get worse. You want to earn it, or you say, I'm set for life, and you sit back. We're going to see where Devontae goes. I would anticipate that he continues on the path he's on.
That is it really is. That is an amazing turnaround for Devontae Parker, a guy that I really believe was on the verge of being released and ends up playing in what many considered to be, before the season started, a lost season, and turns that lost season into a $20 million payday over 2 years and maybe $40 million over 4 years.
And that's real money there. Like, the Jesse Davis isn't big money. The Eric Rowe's not big money.
Right.
Jakeem Grant was, three for 24, which is decent money. That's 4 for $40, $20 million in the first 2 years. That's a deal now. That's, you know, what was that? That is over, 10, 15% of your salary cap? Like, that's money. That's real deal.
He did it, man. But that's what this season was about for a lot of Dolphins players, right? I mean, this season for Patrick Laird and Sam Aguavin, guys that wouldn't have had a chance on other seasons. This season was so unique. And Devontae Parker, he got a chance, one final chance to prove his value, and he did it. And he's getting paid.
I'm torn on it, I won't lie. It could be Luter in the riot.
Could be.
He was the best receiver on one of the worst offenses in the league. I'm torn on this contract. Man.
But he was coming down with balls, like even in the Philadelphia game. He was coming down with balls that he was fighting for. They were throwing it up there. He was coming down with them. That's not Luter in a riot stuff. You know what I mean? Now maybe he gets targeted more because there's not a lot of receivers. But he was coming down with balls that you needed him to come down with. It wasn't wasn't like he was wide open. Like he's had some very impressive catches this season.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll see, but it's interesting their approach, paying guys this year. At 3-9 right now, they're paying guys and trying to.
Right, they are making some future decisions based off this season.
Yes, and I don't know if that's the right direction. It's not just Devontae, and I've said it when we start talking about it. I haven't always been a Devontae Parker fan. I've been one of his biggest critics, but just speaking about Jakeem Grant now and Eric Rowe and Jesse Davis, they paid somebody else too. It slips my mind, but I don't know if this is the right time to be giving people contracts.
Devontae Parker and Preston Williams will be your. Receivers, I would imagine, for a couple years to come, at least. Do you have Solana Dande's montage that we played at the 5 o'clock kickoff for the Funky Buddha Happy Hour? Dande, who runs our affiliate division. I say that, obviously, with a grain of salt. We have no affiliates. We just happen to be on two stations, but it is what it is. He puts together a montage at the end of the week. It's kind of the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. So if you miss something, you get a little taste, a little sprinkling of what the week was like. Here is, according to Dan Day, the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. Hockman.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Hot. Hockman highlight.
Boneless? Boneless is not a flavor, though, is it?
It's in that gray area. And number 5 was dinosaur shapes, and then number 6, Lunchables.
Flavors, though, huh?
Huffman highlights.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
The Asian Sing is one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like that one.
Sure. That translates to women. It translates to everything.
Delicioso.
Zing. Flavors, though, huh?
Fine, but again, if you're a Starbucks lover, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
What?
Huffman highlights.
I'm a Solange the hell out of Alex Haynesburg.
Well, Marshall got the best eyebrows in television.
What?
Ooh, highlight.
How Miami was playing and how the Fighting Illini looked like they were wearing key lime pies as shoes, which you would imagine be tough to play basketball wearing key lime pies as shoes.
Might be good in the bedroom, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but sure.
Man, that'll get you going.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Crowder Caliente.
One tonight.
Viva Nepal.
Hola, Mexico.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
See Lamar Jackson on a 42-foot screen. What's up?
That's the highlight of my day.
You can save up to 40% going with Joanna. Joanna Hernandez. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 15.
Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one? You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know. I'm yelling. It's Henderson.
I bless. Good night. Dolly.
What?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I'm pleased.
Excellent work, Dan Day. It reminds me, because Rhonda Gadsden's in there with the, that's not a flavor, which I am totally down with. Maybe my favorite interview of the week, but my favorite sound of the week was the Jerry Jones interview from that radio station in Dallas. Do you have that? So Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, goes on the flagship station in Dallas. It's an intercom station, and it was after the Thursday night
butt whooping
yes. at the hands of the Bears. And
was it Thursday or Monday? Was this last week, Thursday?
I think it was a Thursday night game, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was Thursday. Because it was Thursday night. And then I don't think we got to the sound till Monday.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones calls the radio station like he's supposed to, good soldier. He does an interview with them every week. And they're asking him if he's embarrassed about the result from the Bears game. And he just, it like goes from 0 to 100.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together. You're set. Okay, now I'm. We're gonna have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry,
a lot to go over. Now, go on with your question, but I'm gonna give you the answers I want to give you this morning. And I don't like your attitude. Come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like emotionally.
Let's get with it and let's ask some questions.
All right.
Right kind of questions.
So great. Just out of nowhere, right? It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to jack with you this morning.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Man, huh? Oh, my goodness. That's my, that might be my favorite montage that you've ever created, Dan Day. That was excellent. Really good work. Dan Day, are you coming to the Intercom holiday party tonight? Are we going to see your see you there?
You know me, man. I'm going to make it my personal Mardi Gras.
Yeah, he's not going to miss a party with an open bar, even if there's drink tickets, right? Dan Day will collect them tickets.
You used all yours.
You got any tickets left for Dan Day?
Come on, man. I'm starving. I'm poor.
I know. Christmas bonus is coming next week from Papa Hockman. Christmas bonus is coming, everybody.
I'm going to get one?
No, you ain't getting.
I was going to say, jacked. Pop that.
Oh, you said you're the king of the show. What am I going
to
do?
I ain't got time to jack with you.
Give me 100.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I don't have patience to jack with you today. Got to start wrapping things up here.
Make Beverly's Jewelers your holiday engagement ring headquarters. They have a huge inventory of GIA certified diamonds and the Beverly's Diamond Experts. They make it easy to get that diamond. This is a great time of year. Family's going to get together. Y'all can tell them about y'all engagement. You got to go to Beverly's and get that ring, though, fellas. And if you prefer a lab-grown diamond, which is identical to mine diamonds in every way except they're 40 to 60% less expensive, Beverly's Jewelers has them both, Earthmined and lab-grown diamonds. And whichever you choose, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee, which is You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. I've been going to Beverly's. Me and my wife have been together for, what, over 12 years now. Trust me, I've looked into it. You will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. If you're looking for the perfect gift that can rock her world at rock-bottom prices, you both will be happy. Beverly's Jewelers has the latest in trendy fashion jewelry and incredible prices on the classics. Diamond stud earrings and tennis bracelets. I'm going to help you out, fellas. You can't go wrong with diamond stud earrings or tennis bracelets. The women will always love them. And create your own. You can draw a picture of a piece of jewelry you like. You can tear a necklace out of a magazine. And the custom design studio at Beverly's, they can make it for you right there. Free gift wrapping and 12 months interest-free financing. Two locations, one in Fort Lauderdale and one in Pembroke Pines. Beverly's Jewelers for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
Do we have anything for the Heat game tonight, Solana? You got any Seven Nation Army or Heat is on. This is a big one. No lie.
Biggest game of the year?
We don't have games like this down here for a little while, right? I mean, the Dwayne Wade stuff was fun.
Yeah.
The victory over Golden State last season, the buzzer beater was fun. This one has real stakes attached to it. Heat could be making a statement to the fans and to the NBA with a victory tonight over the Lakers.
Oh, it's coming, Hawk.
The victory's coming?
It's coming, Hawk.
Uh-oh.
It's coming, Hawk. LeBron thinks he's going to dance into Miami, pick up a W. You know what, LeBron? You left us. We're going to make you pay, LeBron. Okay? You're going to wish you never left Patrick James Riley, LeBron.
Hope he's not listening.
We're back to that? It's like 6 years removed.
Don't upset this man. Why would you want to make him mad?
Can't we just be happy we have Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and Bam Adebayo?
Duncan Robinson is going to Duncan Robinson your ass tonight, LeBron.
There you go.
That's Duncan Robinson like his ass. What?
I don't know. I'm working stuff out back
here. Yeah, man. Don't use that one.
Still massaging it.
I'm dunking somebody in the ass. What's going
What's
on?
That movie that you're doing the cadence from that movie with Bernie Mac. What's the line
old
is
man.
That? Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what you're doing. All right, that's gonna do it for us. If you missed any of the interviews today, they were all good. They'll all be on the radio.com app. Nice job, Dan Day. Jay Figg made her picks. They're all losers. Spoiler alert.
The mush.
Solana, great job by you. We will be at Twin Peaks on Monday. Go Heat. Go Dolphins. And a little Entercom holiday party tonight. We will speak with you el lunes.
Stevie Wonder's on America Ninja Warrior.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.